Okay, we're beginning here on Chedem and Aleph with the new Perek. What we have dealt with in the first Perek is problematic Zrikot, problematic Korbanot, Korbanot Psulim, Pigul, Lan, all those Korbanot, and the impact Zrika has, or can you remove the Me'ila in those instances? In the second Perek, we're going to deal with Korbanot Ksherim, Korbanot that are brought in their proper form. When does the Me'ila leave them, and what are the thresholds for different stages within Kodesh? The Mishnah begins with Chatat Ouf, probably or most likely because Olat Ouf is really the first thing you want, that's what it mentions, because Olat Ouf has the maximum amount of Me'ilah. We've discussed this before, because Olat Ouf goes entirely to Hashem. It's the only Korban where everything of the Korban goes to Hashem. There's nothing that goes to Kohanim, there's nothing that goes to the Baalim. Even in Olat Behemah, the Orot, the skins of the animal, go to the Kohanim. So in terms of maximum Me'ilah, both for duration and the amount of the korban, Olat Ouf is that way. So the Mishnah starts with Chatat Ouf and then moves to Olat Ouf. So that might explain some of the order of our parak. So it starts out with Chatat Ouf, Mo'alim Ba Mishu Disha. Chatat Ouf attains the status of Kodesh Hashem for Mi'ilah from the moment it was Nikdash. And that is Bepeh. As soon as you say this animal is designated for a Chatat Ouf, then there's already a problem of Mi'ilah. And that's Afilu, Im Ne'enem Mimena Bechayim. Even while it's still alive, there's a problem of Mi'ilah. Nimlika. After you've done Milika, with the equivalent of Shechita for the Oaf, Hukshira Lipasel B'tvul Yom Mechusar Kippurim. At that point in time, the Korban now has the ability to accept Tumah from a Tvul Yom and Mechusar Kippurim. Tvul Yom is a person who has a duration of Tumah. It could be for one day, it could be for 7 days. On the last day, they go to the mikveh, and then they have to wait for the sun to set on that day to become Tahor. The time period between the time they go to the mikveh and the sun sets, they are called a Tvul Yom, and we're going to discuss that today in the Gemara, what exactly their status of Tumah is. Bechusar Kippurim, which is read in Parshat Tazria Mitzora, with regards to a Mitzora, Azavo, Azav. Bechusar Kippurim are people who are Tamei. And then, after the duration of their Tahara, the 7 days of Tahara, they are now Tahor, but they have an obligation to bring a Korban on the 8th day. That obligation to bring a Korban on the 8th day, or for a Leida, on the 41st day, the 81st day, that obligation is called Mechusar Kippurim. They have been Mitahir themselves for everything, except they have to bring a Korban. That Korban makes them missing their Kapara, missing their Korban. And they remain Tamei for certain things, including Kodesh. They are not completely Tamei. They can eat Truma. They can eat Vaisa Sheini. They are Tahor for many things. But the one thing, the residual that's left, is that they're Tamei for Kodesh Umigdash. And therefore, if they touch or come to contact with this bird that had Shechita already, they would be Mitamei it. Uba Lina. And at that point in time, Lina starts. Tosafot points out that it is both Lina for the Dam. The dam, once the melika happens, has to be huzah on that day, has to be put on the mizbeach on that day itself, as well as for the basar. Chatat Ouf is eaten by the kohanim. The trigger, the count for the day and night starts from the point of melika. Huzah dama, once you do azat adam, which is the equivalent of zrikat adam by the Ouf, at that point in time, you've now triggered the psulei kodoshim. Discussed as in the last parak, pigul notar v'tamei. Pigul is if he has a machshevet, chutz limkomo makes it pasul, chutz lizmano makes it into pigul. That machshava of chutz lizmano has to be done in a manner where the rest of it is completed properly. That means until zrikat adam is done, it's not hukvah the pigul, it doesn't become pigul. Once you've done hazat adam, you now reach the point where the rest or the remainder has been done properly, and therefore the pigul is triggered. If one eats the basar, then at that point in time, they'd be chayav for pigul. Notar. The count for notar, or the ability to have notar, is only relevant after Azat Adam. Once you have Azat Adam, then you have Heter L'Kohanim to eat it. And if that basar extends beyond the point in time that it's supposed to be eaten, then it'll be notar. But without Zrikat Adam, you don't reach the point where the basar can become notar, because it never became mutar ba'achila. Vitameh. Someone has Tumat Aguf, is not allowed to consume such basar after Azat Adam. Discusses in the previous parak, that's because the isur of eating kodshim with tumat aguf applies only if a tahor could eat it. If a tahor can eat it, then a tamei b'tumat aguf is chayav for eating it. But if a Torah Kahor can't eat it, then the person who's Tumata Guf is not Chaya for it. And a Tahor can only eat it after Hazat Adam, because that's what brings Heter the Kohanim. Ve'ein ba Mi'ilah. Hazat Adam also removes the Mi'ilah from the Chatat Ha'ov, because now there is Heter la Kohanim. Tosfo points out over here, we had a Machloket in the previous parak about whether it was Heter Shkita, Heter Zrika, or Heter Achila. According to the one who says that it's Heter Achila, this is easy to understand. Huzat Dama. Once the dam is placed on the Mizbeach, then you can eat it. According to the one who says Heter Zrika, the Huzat Dama here is not literally Huzat Dama, but rather Ra'oi the Huzat Dama. That it was available to do the Hazat Adam, just like it was available to do the Zrika, and therefore, that's what makes it Mutar. According to the one who says Heter Shkita, this Mishnah is going to be pretty difficult to explain. The Tosfot points out that even according to the one who says Heter Shkita, he says you still have to be, Heter Shkita means you do the Shkita properly, and it's Ra'ui L'Kabbalat Adam. You have to have the ability to do Kabbalat Adam afterwards. Well, that works well when it comes to a behemah. By a bird, there is no Kabbalat Adam. So therefore, he says that the person who says Heter Shkita by an animal will, by a bird, also agree to say that it's Heter Zrika. And he'll say you have to get to the point where you Ra'ui L'Zrika. Because after Melika, the next stage is Ra'ui L'Zrika. So that's how we'll have those three opinions fit into this Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Tani, Hukshara Lipasel B'Tvul Yom. Our Mishnah says that the Korban after Melika is Ra'ui to accept Tumah from a Tvul Yom. The terminology the Mishnah uses is Lipasel. And to remind ourselves, there's a code words that are used by the Mishnah in determining what is the power of Tumah here. One of them is Pasul, one of them is Tameh. When the Mishnah says something is Tameh, it means that it accepted Tumah and it has the ability to pass that Tumah onto something else. When the Mishnah uses the term Pasul, it means it has the ability to pass the Tumah gets to this item and ruins it, but that item cannot pass on the Tumah any longer. Again, within different categories or silos of Tumah, we have different extensions of Tumah. For instance, by Chulin. Chulin can reach only until a Sheni L'Tumah. By Trumah, Trumah can reach even to a Shlishi L'Tumah. Kodesh can reach even to a Revi L'Tumah. So if I say to you something is Pasul, by Chulin that means that it became a Sheni L'Tumah. It can't pass on Tumah any longer. If I say by Trumah that it's Pasul, something became Pasul, it means that it is a Shlishi, a third level Tumah, because it can't pass on Tumah anymore. And by Kodesh, if I say it's Pasul, that means that it is a Revi'i L'Tumah, and it can't pass it on any longer. But the Gemara is being medayik here, is that the Tvul Yom, says here, is Posel the Korban. That means that the Korban is automatically a Revi'i L'Tumah, and will not pass on Tumah to anything else. So the Gemara wants to understand this. K'tani Ukshar Lipasel B'Tvul Yom Mechusar Kippurim Mevelina Lipasel In. It makes it into something that's pasul, so it can't pass on tumah. But the tumuye doesn't make it tameh that it can pass on tumah to other items. Matnitan mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Must be the Rabbonani, Detanya. The three-way machloket about the tumah of a tvul yom. Detanya, v'shol omer tvul yom tchila. A tvul yom is a tchila lekodesh. Tchila in the Mishnah is a code word for rishon letumah. So a tvul yom is the equivalent of a rishon letumah in kodesh. That means the item, the chatat, will come as sheni letumah, and then that sheni letumah can make a shlishi and even a revi in kodesh. That's Abishol's opinion. Remember we said before that trumah gets down to shlishi letumah, level of shlishi letumah. Kodesh gets to a revi letumah. A tvul yom is a sheni letumah. As being a sheni letumah, it will make a shlishi in trumah. Well, shlishi in trumah is the end of the line, so that's pasul. But by kodesh, if tvul yom is classified as a sheni letumah, then it'll make a shlishi letumah in kodesh. Kodesh still has another level of revi'i letumah, so therefore it's able to be mitameh other things. So Rabbi Meir says that a tvul yom is mitameh to kodesh, makes kodesh tameh, but it makes trumah pasul. V'chachamim orim. Shem shu posel mashkia trumah v'ochlei trumah, kach hu posel mashkia kodesh v'ochlei kodesh. Chachamim say that there's an equivalence drawn. Just like a tvul yom makes trumah pasul, and it can't pass on to anymore, which means with regards to trumah, a tvul yom is a sheni l'tumah, and it makes a shlishi. So too by kodesh, the only thing a tvul yom can do is be posel. It can be posel because it's a shlishi l'tumah. It'll be classified as the equivalent of a shlishi l'tumah by kodesh, so it can only make a revi'i. So Chachamim say that the Tuvayim can only create the lowest form of Tumah in any category. In Trumah, that'll be a Shlishi. In Kodesh, that'll be a Revi'i Trumah. So, Amar Rava. Now Rava comes to say, wait a minute. You want to suggest here that the Chachamim are the authors of our Mishnah, because here in the Mishnah it says that a Tuvayim makes the Kodesh Pasul. The only person who says that Tuvayim makes the Kodesh Pasul is the Chachamim. Abba Shaul says that it's a Sheni Tumah. Rabbi Meir says it's a shlishi l'tumah, which can make a revi l'tumah. The only one says it's pasul is the chachamim. So the must be the chachamim and the authors of our Mishnah. Rabbi says, wait a minute. Maybe there's a difference in din d'oraita versus din d'rabbanan. La'aba shol, maila asu b'kodashim. They made an extra maila. The rabbanan made an extra maila in kodashim. Shavino l'rabbanan l'tvoyom karishon. They made a tvoyom like a rishon l'tumah in kodash. Mi'ikar din, mi d'oraita, as Rashi points out, the din is that it's only pusel kodashim. But the chachamim assume ma'aleh by kodashim. So Rabbi Shmuel could be the author of Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a din of de'oraita. I'm talking about din de'rabonon. And you would say the same for Rabbi Meir. Meir kochel sheni. And according to Rabbi Meir, they made it like a sheni l'tumah with regards to kodesh, which makes a shlishi, and the shlishi makes a revi'i. In Ochanami, mi de'oraita, it's only pusel. But the Rabbanan assume ma'aleh to make him mince, or that the tvuyom is classified like a sheni l'tumah in Kodesh. So both the Rimeir and Abishol will say our Mishnah is the Din d'oraita. We're speaking in the Din d'rabbanan. And the Rabbanan gave in the Tavol. Once you do the Tvila, kolash tumato. Your Tumah now has been reduced in power. And pasul meshave, tameh lo meshave. It can only create something that is pasul, it cannot create something that is tameh. Meaning the Chachamim are omeid. A tvuyom al Din d'oraita, which is, the Din d'oraita is that the Tumah has been reduced, weakened, to the point that it can only be posel items, it cannot make them into items that are tameh. So Sefo just points out that in the Gemara and Sota, it suggests that Abba Shaul's opinion is de'oraita. And over here we're suggesting, according to Rava, that Abba Shaul's opinion is only mid'rabbanan. Gemara learns out something mid'oraita over there. So Tosfot brings two possible answers. One is that the item that we learn now is only a din de'rabbanan. That's what Rashi says in the Gemara of Sechim. Other places that revealed by Kodesh is only a din de'rabbanan. So learning out from Abba Shaul, who's Durabanan, a Din Durabanan, which would be fine. The Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, thinks that Revi Lakodesh is a Din Doraita. Since it's a Din Doraita, how do you learn out of Abba Shaul? So Tosfot says you must have to say that there is a Machloket Asugyot. The Gemara in Sota does not accept Rava's explanation here that this is only a Din Durabanan in Abba Shaul, and that rather it's a Din Doraita in Abba Shaul. So there's a Machloket Asugyot according to that, whether Abba Shaul is only a Din Durabanan or a Din Doraita. Is Rava's explanation accepted throughout Shas? That would be a machloket. Over here, it's accepted that it's a din rabbanan. Over there, it would not be accepted. And next, huzadama chayvin alem mishum pigol notar b'tamei, and the mi'ilah goes away. So Rashi says the same diuk we made in the last mishnah that we had in the previous parak. Mi'ilahu deleka. Mi'ilah goes away. Aval isura ika, but there's still a residual isur here. V'amai. Hamamona de koanimu. Once you do huzadam, the bird belongs to the Kohanim, they can eat it, they can do whatever they want with it. Why should there be any Mi'ilah or Iser? So I'm Rabbi Chanina, Liyotzim, Valibad Rabbi Akiva. It's the same answer we gave in the previous parak, that the Chatat was Yotze. They did Azrikat Adam, and according to Rabbi Akiva, Azrikat Adam is effective on something that was Yotze. The Mar Azrikat Mo'elet, Liyotze. The La Batachilahi. Yes, it works in terms of removing the Iser Mi'ilah from it. And according to Rashi in the last parak, it also works to postpone the Sreifa. But to make it into something that's edible, or to be ra'ui and muratzeh, that it doesn't do. And that's why there's an Isra here. There's an Isra achila, because the hazat adam, the zrikat adam, was only effective at removing the milah. It was not effective at making it ra'ui l'achila for the kohanim. But same answers we just gave in the end of the previous parak. So now, last statement that we have here is, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, mitzui chatat of enu me'akev. There are two things you have to do with the dam of a chatat of. The first thing is you do hazat adam, which is the blood that shoots out, you mazeh onto the wall of the mizbeah. After that blood comes out, you do mitzui. Mitzui is where you press the bird up against the wall of the mizbeah and squeeze out the remaining blood. That's called mitzui. So he's saying here that hazat of is like zrikat adam, and therefore it's ma'akev. Mitzui achatat, the squeezing out of the blood of the chatat onto the wall, is the equivalent of the sharei adam. Sharia done by a korban, you put into the Yisod Mizbeach, but it's not me'akev. And so to over here, Mitzui Chatat is not me'akev. And his proof is from our Mishnah, the Tani Rav, who's Adama. Our Mishnah says, once you do Azadam, the Mila goes away. Everything's fine. Pigol notar b'tamei start, the Mila goes away, because you've completed what's me'akev, the korban. On the other hand, Rav Adar Rav, Amar Rav, says in the name of Rav, Mitzui Mechatat Ha'of Me'akev. That Mitzui Dam by the Chatat Ha'of is Me'akev. Well, then what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Huzah Dama. Utnei Rav Mitzah Dama. Rav in our Mishnah does not have it say Huzah Dama, but rather Mitzah Dama. And he alters it to read Mitzah Dama, because that's what is Me'akev. Until you've done the Mitzui Adam, you don't reach the point where Me'ila is removed, and you don't reach the point where you have Pigul Notar V'Tameh. You have to finish all those Avodot that are Me'akev. Tashma. The remainder of the blood you squeeze onto the wall of the Mizbeach, and the Yisod Mizbeach, Chatadi, classified as a Chatad. Now, Bishlam Rav Adar Rav, according to Rav Adar Rav, says, Mitzui is Me'akev. That's why it says, Vanishir Badami Matzei. First of all, it says that whatever is left over, you gotta do Mitzui for, Chatadi. And then it says it's a Chatad. So it says that what makes it into a Chatad is the Mitzui Adam. So it seems from that, that the Mitzui Adam is Me'akev. El Rav Huna, my Vahanishar. Two things. First one is, what's Vahanishar? That which is left over. Sounds like you have to deal with it. And number two is, what is it? Chatadi. Where it says, Chatani Beir Bishmael, She'im Nishar. Vahanishar means you don't have to do something with the leftover blood, but rather, if there is leftover blood. If after Hazah there is leftover blood, then you do Mitzui. It's a Rishut. Not that you have to do Mitzui, it's just rather telling you, if there is leftover blood, you should do Mitzui. Just like by Sharei Adam. If there's leftover blood, you put it on the Yisod HaMizbeach, but not that you have to have leftover blood. My chatati, and what does the word chatati mean? It sounds like it's me'akev. Aresha, that refers back to the hazat dam, which is in the beginning of the pasuk. Beginning of the pasuk talks about hazat, second part of the pasuk talks about mitzui. So chatati is referencing the hazat dam in the beginning of the pasuk. So amar lei ravacha brei d'rov, other ravashi. Elo mi'ato, gabei mincha. Let's say the same thing by a korban mincha, d'chtiv, by noteret. That which is left over. You take off the komets from the mincha, and it says the remainder of the mincha goes to the kohanim. Hachanami she'im nitotar. If there's leftovers, fine. If there's no leftovers, fine also. It's not going to be ma'akev. That which is left behind is not going to be ma'akev. Now that's a problem. Ve'im tomar, v'chi teima hachanami. If you want to say that that's the case, v'atanya, we have a breita, misaltau mishamna, alkol libanota, prat, shechitzra salta, v'chitzra shmana, v'chitzra libanota. There's a problem. If the mincha does not have its full shemen, its full solet, and its full livona, that is pasul. We learned in the Gemara in Menachot that there are actually two limudim. Here the Gemara brings a limud that's really not even relevant to us, which is misalta, shemna, kol benota, is even before the komets. Even before you take off the komets, the mincha has to be whole. If it's missing anything, then it is pasul. Over there, there's also a second limud, which is that mina mincha. That they have to mina mincha, that the shirayim have to be whole. Even after you mafrish the komets, the shirayim have to remain there, the one that's left behind has to remain there until you put the komets on the mizbeach. If between the time you take off the komets and put on the mizbeach, the shirayim disappear, it's a pasul mincha. And over here it's calling it vahanotar, hanoteret, that which is left over. If you're telling me when it says vahanishar, that's like optional, if. So to over here, but noteret should be optional. If there's what's left over, fine. If not, but that's not the case. We learn out that it has to be left over. If it's not left over, the whole korban mincha is not kasher. So Mer says, "Amriyatam k'tiv v'hanoteret kray yiteiru." The hanoteret over there is an extra pasuk, and since it's an extra pasuk, it's me'akev. Rashi claims over here, "Vanoteret." The word notar, vanoteret, is written twice. Once the mitzvah, once the akev, and that's what it means here. So Safot says, no, but anoteret in itself, the word anoteret is extraneous because if you take off a komets, of course there's notar. Of course there's leftovers. By hazat adam and mitzui adam, it's not clear that if you do hazat adam that there'll be any blood left over. If all the blood came out with hazat adam, it's not clear there is mitzui adam. That's why it says, v'had nishar, if there are leftovers. By the komets and the mincha, if you take off the komets, there has to be leftovers. There has to be something left behind, otherwise it's not a komets. A komets means you take and you leave over. So by noteret then becomes extraneous. And that noteret teaches us that it's mi'akev. That the din of noteret by mincha means noteret, it must be there. Because otherwise I don't need the word noteret. Of course there's leftovers after you take over the komets. So that is mi'akev. Whereas by the case of nishar, by the oaf, Benishar, you need to tell me that there might be something left over. I might thought that all the blood comes out with the azah. No mitzui at all. The Torah tells us that if there is blood left over, you do mitzui. But it's telling you that you could have blood left over. So over by the birds, it's necessary to tell us about Benishar. By the mincha, it's not necessary. And therefore the word noteret is extra, and it teaches us the akev, that you must have leftovers in order to put the komets on the mizbeach. Again, I just point out, the quote here, as Tosafot points out, is the wrong quote. That's not even bad. Leftovers before Zrikat Adam. The one that we need is Mina Mincha, which is leftovers after Zrikat Adam. Tosa points out that if we didn't have Misalta Mishamna Kol Benata, then Mina Mincha we wouldn't learn for after Kometz, we learn it before the Kometz. So the Gemara brings, and it says basically Bechule. It's bringing you the beginning of the Limud, but there's a more extensive Limud in the Gemara in Minachot. Meitev Avua Dishmua. Shmuel's father asked the Rav Huna, Echad Chatatov, Vechad Olatov, it's quoting from the Mishnah, Shimalkan. You did Milika on them, Umitzadaman Chutzlim Koman, Pasul. If he does the Mitzri Adam, outside the Chutzlim Koman, it's Pasul. Vein Bol Karet, and there's no Karet, Chutzlis Manav, he has Machshava Chutzlis Manav, outside of the time period, Pigo Vechalivim Karet. Tani Miha, Mitzadaman Hu. Mitzadaman. It still says Mitzadaman. It says Olatov, Chatatov. You do Mitzah, and you have a improper Machshava, it affects the Korban. Now we know that you can only have Machshev Pigol, Machshev Chutzlim Kamo, in Avodot that are Ma'akev, that have to do with the Korban. Well, the Avodot that are Ma'akev by the bird are Melika, Holacha, possibly, Hazah, and then possibly Mitzui. From this Mishnah, it sounds like Mitzui is Ma'akev, because you can have a Machshevet Pasul by Mitzah, even by a Chatat Of. There's a problem for the position of Rav Huna, who says Rav thinks that Mitzui Adam is not Me'akev. So whom Otiv La, whom Mefarekla? He asked the question, he answered it. Let's Tadim Ktani. The Mishnah is talking about different cases. The Mishnah mentions Melika, and then mentions Mitzah. So when it's talking about Melika, that applies equally to Chatat Of and Olat Of. When it switches over to Mitzad Daman, that's only speaking to Olatov, because Olatov only has Mitzad Dama. It has no Hazat Adam, it only has Mitzad Dama. So the Mitzad Dama, to have a Machshavet Psul, that only applies by the Olatov. But the Chatatov, that's not relevant. So why did it write Chatatov and Olatov? To teach us about Melika. By Melika, they're both the same, that you can have a Machshavet Psul there. Gufa, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned this Tana Debei Shmuel that we quoted before, Shim Nishar Badam. That when it says Vaha Nishar, doesn't mean that it must be left over, but rather if there is dam left over. V'hatana debei Rabbi Shmuel ha'tam. Don't we have a written over there in the Gemara in Zvachim that the shirayim are me'akvim, the leftovers are me'akev? It's machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva over there. Rabbi Shmuel says the shayir adam are me'akev. Rabbi Kiva says the shayir adam are not me'akev. And on that, Amar of Papa, Rabbi Papa says about the machloket of Rishon Rabbi Akiva, mitzui chatat ikra beinayu. Their machloket is about the mitzui adam by the chatat. Which means that Rabbi Akiva thinks Mitzvah Adam is not Me'akev. Rabbi Shmuel believes that Mitzvah Adam is Me'akev. So now you have a statement from Rabbi Shmuel that Mitzvah Adam is Me'akev according to Rabbi Papa. And over here, you're quoting a ton of debate Rabbi Shmuel that Mitzvah Adam is not Me'akev. And Nishar is optional if there is leftover blood. So how do we reconcile between them? We don't. Train Tanai, you have a Libet to Rabbi Shmuel. These are two Tanaim according to Rabbi Shmuel. You have Rabbi Papa, who is explaining Rabbi Yishmael over there in the Gemara in Zvachim. And that Rabbi Yishmael over there is one Tana explaining Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. And we have Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael over here, who's explaining another version of Rabbi Yishmael's opinion where it's not Me'akev. So you have Machloket Tanaim as to whether Rabbi Yishmael believed that the Mitzvah Adam was Me'akev or not Me'akev. Okay, we'll stop over here.